This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, everybody, I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, well, today is the Jewish holiday of Purim, which can mean only one thing, a Hamantaschen bake-off, of course. We have a little controversy. One of our contestants forgot the Hamantaschen when she came to work. Went home. We hope she makes it back in time for the contest. It will go on, of course. Two other folks in the running. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's get some news headlines from Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Hello again, everyone. French police have rounded up five men allegedly training for terror missions in Iraq, just as another set of Al-Qaeda suspects goes on trial in Paris. Frank Browning has more.
The five were arrested Tuesday in Toulouse, Montpellier, and Carcassonne. The two were later released after questioning. Anti-terror investigators would not identify the five, but said they had been engaged in training preparatory to transfer to Iraq. At the same time, a trial has opened in Paris of seven men accused of involvement with Al-Qaeda. French anti-terror police have gone on high alert since a new video was issued by Osama bin Laden warning Europeans over cartoon characters allegedly degrading to Islam and Islamic figures. The police said that young Muslims in France are becoming increasingly radicalized over the Iraq war and their impoverished position inside France.
That was Frank Browning reporting. China is shutting down or punishing dozens of video-sharing websites for carrying material it deems objectionable. The move comes as Chinese web surfers have been blocked from seeing foreign sites with clips from the recent protests in Tibet. Vice President Dick Cheney is in Riyadh today for talks with Saudi King Abdullah. It's not clear whether Cheney will ask the Saudis to increase oil production. Cheney advisors are telling reporters the high price of oil is just one item on an agenda full of regional concerns. A one-time Symbionese Liberation Army fugitive has been paroled from prison in California for crimes dating back to 1975. Kathleen Salia changed her name to Sarah Jane Olson and disguised herself for nearly a quarter century as an ordinary housewife in Minnesota. She was caught and convicted in 2001 for an old plot to blow up police cars in Los Angeles and later pleaded guilty to second-degree murder during a bank robbery. And two NASA spacewalkers wrapped up their latest assignment early this morning. They tested a new repair tool that could be used to fix tile damage on space shuttles. The astronauts used a high-tech caulking gun to apply a gooey toothpaste-like compound. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Astronauts Bob Behnken and Mike Forman went through a carefully choreographed series of practice repairs. Forman had a tank on a spacesuit backpack with a hose and a caulking gun attached. The two worked around a tray of sample heat tiles that NASA deliberately damaged before Endeavour's liftoff. Inside the shuttle, astronaut Rick Linehan helped to direct the process.
You're going to vary the length of the trigger pulls as you see fit. You're going to move the flow lever to safe and then stow the gun in the holster when you're done.
Okay, Rick, here we go. 3, 2, 1... Trigger.
After that, the orange goop flowed into each cracked test tile. Once Endeavour lands, the sample tiles will be put into a furnace to see how real repairs would hold up during re-entry.
That was Pat Duggins of member station WMFE. And that's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.